Welcome everyone, and this meditation we are going to meditate on the name of God, Yahweh Shammah. Strictly speaking, Yahweh Shammah is a name of for a city rather than a title of God, but it is so closely associated with God's presence and power that it has often been equated with the name for God. At least in the popular concept, the name in the New Testament that is most closely associated with is Emmanuel, God with us, a name that was given to Jesus. Yahweh Shammah, the Lord is there, reminds us that we are created both to enjoy and to manifest God's presence on earth. The key scripture that we get this name is Ezekiel chapter 48 verse 35. Ezekiel chapter 48 verse 35 says, "And the name of the city from that time on will be, The Lord is there." Genesis is the story of beginnings. For a short while, it portrays an easy intimacy between God and the men and women He made. But as soon as sin enters the picture, the intimacy is destroyed. That's what is an illusion that Adam and Eve perceive. They start sensing that sin has rendered them unfit for God's presence. Adam and Eve try to hide, but God finds them and casts them out of paradise, barring the way back. That's what is the perception of Adam and Eve. But the truth was, God was never abandoning sinful humanity. Instead, God was always after humanity to re-establish His relationship with them. He delivers His people from their slavery in Egypt. And Deuteronomy chapter 4 verse 37 says, "By His presence and His great strength, God dwells with His people, first in the form of a pillar of cloud and fire, then in the movable tabernacle in the wilderness, and later in Jerusalem temple." Tragically, the prophet Ezekiel witnesses the glory of God departing from the temple because of their continued unfaithfulness. And according to the perception of Ezekiel, he sees God is no longer there. Despite God's absence. The book of Ezekiel ends on a note of tremendous hope, predicting a time of restoration when the name of the city from that time on will be "The Lord is there." Before we really jump into the meditation, I want to ask you a few questions. What do you have an idea of when we say the presence of God? Is the presence of God something temporary in your life? Is it something that comes and goes away during time of prayer, meditation? Is the presence of God something permanent? Is it something that you experience when you are holy, when you are righteous, when you are very prayerful? Before we dive deep into the meditation, we need to understand what actually is the presence of God. If you think the presence of God is something that is temporary, that visits you when you're holy, when there is no sin in you, when you are praying hard, quote unquote, then we have got the idea of what the presence of God absolutely wrong. We have been caught up in an illusion. We have mistaken, misunderstood. When the angel Gabriel came to Mary, he came and said, "A son shall be born. His name will be Emmanuel, God with us." God, time again and again, wanted to lift up this illusion from our eyes. The truth was, you and I are the presence of God. We are the presence of God. God has been with us, in us, from the beginning of time. The present use of words, the presence, in church, during worship, has literally brought separation mindset, where we say, "Oh, I worship God, and then I felt His presence coming into this place, into the church. And when the worship stopped, the presence left away." These are all language of a man, of Adam, who in his perception saw God as a separate being. Therefore, Adam always saw God as someone who would come to visit him during the calm of the day, But the truth was, God was in him. He was in God, and God was with him. And the truth was, he was God. This meditation is to lift up that illusion that we are separate from God, and to step into the truth, the reality, that we are one with God, and at complete deeper level, we are God. God El Elyon, God Almighty, the Supreme Being, is the only being on earth, in the entire universe. And if there is any being, that being is in this Supreme Almighty Being. Every breath that you take, every moment that you are awake, we need to realize that we are the presence of God. Where we go, God's presence goes. Where we move, God's presence moves. The Israelites were in an illusion. They thought that the pillar and the cloud was the presence of God, and they are moving according to the pillar and the cloud. In fact, the truth was, his presence was always in them. It was their illusion leading them. Ezekiel saw the glory of God moving out of the temple. The truth was, the glory of God was in Ezekiel. And Ezekiel was in the glory. And Ezekiel was the glory. God keeps reminding us again and again that you and I are the temple of the Holy Spirit. And in this temple, the Holy Spirit will never forsake you nor leave you. That was what promised by Jesus to us. Again, trying to lift up that illusion that you can never be separated from the love of God, from that presence. You are that presence. You are one. Keeping this in mind, let's completely realize and awaken ourselves this morning to the reality. Have you ever felt, when you are worshipping, have you ever felt the presence of God? When you are in deep prayer times, have you ever felt the presence of God? And you felt that when you were praying, the presence came in. Actually, it was not the presence that was coming in you, but you were getting awakened to that reality. You are the presence of God. Won't it be beautiful that every moment you realize that you are the presence of God, you will experience the presence of God? Wouldn't be it glorious Every moment you realize that you are presence of God, you will start encountering and experiencing that you are the presence, that feeling, that goosebumps. You will get drunk in the spirit. You will sway in this reality. Let the illusion be lifted up this day from your mind, so that you may have permanent experience of the glorious presence you are. This moment, take a comfortable position, close your eyes, and I'm sure even as you hear and listen to this truth, the veil of your minds have been lifted, been torn apart, and you are feeling who you are in Christ Jesus. You're feeling that presence again. No matter what situation, no matter what condition, whether you are in prayer or whether you are not in prayer, this meditation will release the key for experiencing His presence every second, every moment of your life. And when you know this reality, and just take a breath, that very breath will bring that joy, that laughter of the Holy Ghost that we say. I'm sure you're experiencing the presence. I'm sure you're experiencing your own presence. Your own presence of your mind. Your own presence is the presence of God. Whenever you experience your own presence, you're experiencing the presence of the Father. You're experiencing the presence of the Father who is the Son. You experience the presence of the Father who is the Son, who is the Holy Spirit, and who is you. If you're feeling right now the goosebumps all over you, if you're feeling right now the electricity of the presence all over you, try to bring it to your heart space. Tickling sensations all over your body. It is not a presence that has come over you right now. It is a realization, an awakening that you're having at this moment. All your illusions are getting wiped away. I want you to close your eyes and breathe in and breathe out. And breathe in. See before your eyes. When you're seeing it before your eyes, you're not just seeing it before your eyes, but if you're seeing it in your mind. Nothing is external, but everything is internal. See it before your eyes, but in your mind, inside of you, written Yod He, Vav He, Shama. It's burning, lit in fire, like the burning bush. And as you breathe, see it completely getting internalized inside of you. Feel that fire getting through the breath in you, inside of you, feeling every being of yours. Say with me and affirm with me and agree with me. Say, I am the presence of God. I carry the presence of God permanently. I am the presence of God. Wherever I go, the presence goes. Wherever I move, the presence moves. God is with me, Emmanuel. God is within me. He in me and I in him. Keep breathing with a complete awareness this morning. Acts chapter 17 verse 18 says, in him we live and move and have our being. Breathe. As you are getting awakened, feel the presence in every cell of your body as you breathe very deep. Breathe deep. Breathe in, breathe out, every cell, every organ, every tissue is awakened to the reality of God's presence, His permanent dwelling in you. This meditation, let's breathe in. And along with me, say, Yod He Vaveshama. Let every breath, I want you to feel the presence that you are. Presence of God that you are. I want you to feel that in Him you live, you move and have your being. Put all your focus at your feet, and I want you to flex the muscles of your feet. Breathe in and then slowly release those muscles and say, Yod He Vaveshama. In Him we live and move and have our being. Flex the cuff muscles right now. Knees, breathe in. Now as you loosen them, say with me, Yod He Vaveshama. In Him we live. flex your hamstring, your quads. Breathe in, loosen it up. Yodhe Vave Shama. In Him we live and move and have our being. Flex the muscles of your glutes. Breathe in. Loosen them. Yodhe Vave Shama. In Him we live and move and have our being. Flex the muscles of your abdomen, your back area. Breathe in. Yodhe Vave Shama. In Him we live and move and have our being. Flex the muscles of your hands and arms and your chest area. Breathe in. Yodhe Vave Shama. In Him we live and move and have our being. Flex the muscle of your face, your crown area, your neck, your chin. Flex it hard. Breathe in. Loosen them as you breathe out and say the name. Yodhe Vave Shama. In Him we live and move and have our being. And as you do that, see your entire body radiating the life, the light of God. Your body is a glorious body. Your mind is a glorious mind. Your soul, your spirit, your emotions, everything emitting the presence of God all around you. See yourself glowing in glory. Completely aware that God is dwelling in you. You are the presence of God. Bring the feeling of emitting that presence right now in your room. Your full room is lighted up with the presence that you carry and that you are. The whole house is lighted up right now. Every person in you, in your house, in your room is feeling and experiencing that light. That light is increasing in your whole locality that you live. That light is spreading in your whole state or province that you live. That light is spreading the entire nation that you live. The light is spreading in the whole world, now to the space, to the planets and the whole universe. You are in that light, and the light is in you, inseparable for eternity. In Him, we live, we move, and have our being. This morning, when you open your eyes, you're opening up to an ultimate truth. Life will never be the same. The way you look at things will never be the same. Your circumstances, your situation will never be the same. When the rod of Aaron was in the presence of God, a dry stick, a dry rod started budding with flowers. As you awaken to this reality of who you are, every area of your life which was dry, your finances, your health, your relationships, situations in your family, situations at your workplace, situations in your career, situations in any area of your life which were dry like Aaron's rod, as you come to that awareness this morning, this moment, and realization that you are the presence of God, now you will manifest fruitfulness in those areas. They will start budding. You shall see success. You shall see victory. You shall overcome. It's the beginning of manifesting all the goodness of God that you are. Finances are going to open up. The situations are going to open up in part. In Jesus' name. Bless you guys, and see you for the next meditation. God bless you.
From mystical meditations to teachings and interviews with various guests, Mystical Tribe brings before you reformed spirituality that will make you manifest your identity as sons of God. So be part of us and be part of this great awakening by tuning in to us through our podcast. God bless you and keep listening.